want to hear a story from a gentleman called Bryn Haswell. Now, the reason why, I've seen him on Twitter. I find him fascinating. He's a good-looking young man with an amazing voice who busks all over, but also has a goal, makes YouTube videos, and is a musician. Now, there's the start of an interview, Bryn.
Yeah?
So I want to know who you are.
I'm a singer from Newcastle upon Tyne. I've been singing for a few years now, and I'm kind of hoping basically to make it bigger, do more professional gigs. I'm learning the hard way that being a singer isn't as easy as people think it is. And it's about trying to get my story across and also get my music across so that people can actually hear what I do and hopefully enjoy it.
Now, where are you originally from? Because you haven't got an accent.
I'm not originally from Newcastle, no. I'm actually from I'm a Yorkshire lad. So I was originally born in Leeds and then moved up to Sheffield. And then finally I've ended up in the North East.
Now, Bryn, how old are you?
I'm 22.
When did you discover that you wanted to go down this path? What age were you when you just said, I want to go down this path?
I mean, I was 14 when I first actually sang kind of to an audience, and that was just karaoke in Croatia as part of a holiday with my family. And I didn't really think anything of it, and then I kind of went up and, you know, sang my song, and I did James Morrison's Wonderful World, and I got a really good feedback from it, and the audience seemed to love it. And I had people coming up saying, how long have you been singing? And it was literally just the first time I'd done it. I mean, before my voice had broken, I don't think I had as strong a voice at all. And then it seems like when my voice broke, I discovered that I had a talent. So from there, I kind of went on and I did all the school shows, fronted the choir in performances with the school. And eventually, age 16, I decided that I wanted to try my hand at busking to get a bit more money in. And the reaction from busking was fantastic. I've always had such a good reaction from busking. I've earned as much as £250 in 2 hours before. That was an exceptional day. So, I mean, it gave me the confidence to go on and do this, you know, and want to do this as a career and more professionally.
Bryn, let's leave busking aside for a moment, because I really want to have a look at that. How did your family react when you said, I'm going to be a singer? Did they support you?
My dad's always been an absolute driving force. He believes in me 100% and just loves the fact that I'm trying to do something that I'm passionate about. My mum's the more realistic one, who kind of, you know, wanted me to get a backup, because obviously, you know, for people who do want to be a singer, it's not always possible. You do need a backup there in place. So I'm also studying alongside doing my singing and things. But I mean, my dad in particular, he's my kind of my roadie, my pack horse, taxi driver. He's just brilliant, biggest fan. And I think it's really important to have somebody behind you who actually really wants you to succeed.
Now, Bryn, we don't know each other. We talk on Twitter. We see what each other's do. I've got a radio show, but I'm also, and have been, a stand-up comic for nearly, 40, 45 years now. So I have done everything. I've done the cruise ships. I've worked the Palladium. I've worked social clubs. I've done everything. But I couldn't do what you do. I could not busk. I haven't got the bottle to get up in a street. Now, tell me about the first time you did it. How did you feel?
The first time I did it, it was, to be honest, one of the most... I wanted to go home. After the first kind of 5 minutes, I was like, what have I done? I mean, the public, you know, you literally are performing to the public in its rawest form. You know, it's not like... say when you perform on a stage and people have actually paid to be there to see you, so they know what to expect, or people are there to do their shopping and stuff at the end of the day, you know, whether they stop or not is totally their choice to give you money. Then they weren't expecting to see you there, so it is literally just the general public that you're performing to, and it was terrifying the first couple of times. You know, I came back the first day and I was kind of like, yeah, I'd got some lovely, lovely comments, but it's still trying to build up the confidence to go out and do it again. And eventually, I mean, personally, I think I've almost learned, earned kind of an apprenticeship on the street.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you do, you become more fearless because they are the toughest crowd that you'll ever really face doing a busking performance.
Now, I've just walked through town to come here to do this interview, and I've just counted six buskers. Two had a crowd, the others didn't. How soul-destroying is that at the beginning when you haven't got a crowd?
I mean, a crowd, people feed off a crowd. But I think the thing to remember when you're busking is that people weren't there to form a crowd as such. You know, it's a bonus if you get one. I mean, I just like the, doing what I do. And if people do stop and listen, that's fantastic. I think obviously to kind of see the other people on the street having a far bigger crowd than you is very disappointing because it kind of, you almost feel like you weren't as good as the other ones. But I mean, for me, it's more about the enjoyment of actually kind of going out there performing and seeing what reaction I get.
Is it all down to the weather as well?
Yeah, the weather, but you have to be a fair weather. It's very, very tough to perform when it's raining or anything like that. Not only for the equipment, because, I have an amp that I go out busking with that would just get wrecked in rain. It would just stop working. But it's also the fact that people won't stop if it's raining. On nice days, you can have a crowd and they'll all sit and they don't mind taking a bit longer to do their shopping or whatever they came up to do. They'll just kind of watch you. Whereas, you know, in rain, they're all in a hurry and it affects kind of the thoroughfare and everything like that. So it is very, very weather dependent.
By the way, while we're talking to Bryn, have a look at him on Twitter so you know exactly what he looks like. How can they find you on Twitter, Bryn?
If they search at Bryn Music, that's at BRYN Music. That's my main Twitter account, and they'll be able to find out all about us on there.
Fantastic. Right. Trouble. Do you, first of all, have to have a licence to busk?
Some places. Because I lived in London for a year during my first year of uni, and London in particular is very strict on their busking laws in terms of you do have to have a licence just about everywhere. Covent Garden, which is profound for buskers, you have to actually audition to be able to busk in. It's a totally different world from most of it, London. I found, though, even in the northeast, I can busk in Newcastle, but I can't busk in various places in Northumberland. The thing that I'd advise is if you are ever going to go out and busk, definitely make sure that you're actually allowed to be in the place that you want to be. Check with the council or anything like that.
Do you have trouble ever with the police?
Never. I've been very lucky because I know quite a few people have, but rather than having problems with the police, I've actually been given money by the police on quite a few occasions. So I've been extremely lucky in that kind of...
So we are overpaying the police. There's another story.
Yeah.
Now, Bryn, tell me, what happens when you get... So there you are. You've got a great crowd. You've got some lovely ladies loving your voice because you've got a very, very nice voice. All of a sudden, you've got the drunk standing there. How do you get rid of him?
It's so tough. I found myself kind of on four or five occasions, normally once a session, to be honest, you've got somebody who comes up and, you know, it's lovely to get feedback and it is lovely to kind of get people who want to stop and talk to you. But there is the occasional one that you just think, oh, gosh, why have you come up to me? You have to be polite at the end of the day because you're there to put on a show. You're in the public eye as such. And, I mean, you've just got to do the best you can to kind of talk to them and kind of null the situation. It's tough. It's really, really tough. You are bound to get the occasional person who probably has good intentions, but does take an awfully long time to get those intentions out, if you get what I mean. It's just part of the parcel, really. You're bound to get great crowds and you're bound to get people who do hinder you.
Have you ever been, has anybody, on a serious note, has anybody ever tried to rob you?
Yes. I've had my hat taken once before. I've also had a couple of people put some rather unpleasant things in it. Someone, for example, just poured the rest of their Coke can into my hat. And for no apparent reason, it was just, you know... And then his friend, strangely, the same kind of set, then put some money in. So later in the day, you know, it's crazy. But I think there are always going to be people that want to spite you or want to, you know, kind of take your earnings. And it is gutting because you've worked quite hard for those earnings.
Mm. I'm talking to Bryn Haswell, who's a very interesting young man, who is a busker, who has got a great future ahead of him. It's going to be interesting, and I'm going to keep this interview because I know it's going to be watch this space without any shadow of a doubt. Bryn, what about other buskers? Is there a war between you all?
I think on occasion there definitely is competition because you know you have to compete for the kind of space that you've got. There's definitely competition there. However, some of the buskers you find, and I try to support other buskers as best I can through, I also kind of showcase different musicians and everything like that. I do try and support our local music scene as such. I've done radio shows where I've kind of had buskers and various other musicians that are unsigned featured, and I've kind of hosted it and then put it together. But I think the thing is, you've got to remember that you are a community at the end of the day. The busking is almost a community. Now, I know you're competing for time and I know you're competing for the public's attention, but you can help each other out at the end of the day as well. And I've had a couple of really lovely experiences where a couple of quite talented musicians have actually stopped and just joined us for maybe a song or two. And it's lovely. I had a violinist come when I was singing You Raise Me Up and just stop and play with me. And he joined in. He was fantastic. And, you know, the crowd really loved it. And I gave him a small kind of gesture, but it's, you know, it just adds to the experience. I think instead of kind of having a rivalry between buskers, I'd want to promote almost collaborations and support for others because they're doing exactly the same thing as you and you're all in the same boat, that you're performing to a crowd that you have no idea whether they're going to love you or hate you.
Bryn, do you have any problems from the people that live on the streets?
No, not particularly, because I always stick to town centres as such, because they are the best for thoroughfare. So, I mean, I've had a couple of times where I've maybe been in a spot that I shouldn't have been in terms of a private shopping centre, but never like complaints from the locals or anything like that. I've always had such lovely feedback, which is great.
Now, where have you worked? Do you sort of work just around where you live now, or do you go travel?
In terms of for the singing side of things, so normally I stick to the northeast, but I have gone down to York because York's fantastic. It's normally the market towns you find have the best spots and also kind of the best places to sit around. I mean, if there's a few benches gathered together, that's always brilliant because then you've got a static audience as well as a passing audience. It's just trying to find. Durham's fantastic. I've had such good feedback in Durham all the time. I was quoted by a local paper in Durham as being the voice of Durham, which was
nice.
Really lovely. Yeah. It was, yeah. It was a lovely compliment to have. It's just about finding the right spot, really.
Bryn, what were you doing at uni? What were you studying?
Oh, at uni, I do creative writing and psychology to lead into almost if you know the music becomes more of a hobby, and I find, you know, I will press and I will press to get where I want to be in the music industry. But I do think it's really key to have a backup. So my backup would be psychology and the psychological side of things.
That's a very, very sensible idea because what I did when my mum was alive, she said to me, whatever you do, get a trade. And then do it. Then follow your dream. So you're going on the right path without any shadow of doubt. So good on you for that. Now,
thank you.
Are we moving away from busking yet? Are we moving into
clubs? Yeah, we are.
Clubs?
Yeah. Into, I mean, not just the club scene. I'm doing private functions and weddings and that side of things. What I basically did was I started off with the busking and then professionalised my act and, you know, got a repertoire together. Because, I mean, there's one thing getting a repertoire for busking where you're playing mainly popular songs. But if you want to kind of, I've almost professionalised and classicalised my act slightly to fit in with weddings and things like that. Now, it's a different kettle of fish altogether to kind of move up, which is why I need to have a big push on self-promotion. I've got my website together, which I made myself. And it's, you know, trying to break into the wedding scene, because that's where the money, the kind of for weddings, private functions, that kind of thing, that's where the money really is. And it's also where you'll get the nicest audiences as well. I've been on The X Factor a couple of times. I've given it a go. And I think it was an experience. I got through to the third round three times on The X Factor, and the third time on The Voice as well, the third round. And they're actually before the televised auditions that people see. There's three rounds before the televised one that everyone sees. And I've been one off on three occasions now on actually getting to that televised audition with Simon Cowell and the actual proper judges. And each time I've been told that I've got the voice to progress, but not the personality or background necessary for the show, which is totally wrong, you know. And I think it's a lesson to people that the joke acts that you see have actually been through three rounds purely because they're good entertainment to watch, the ones that come in chicken suits and things like that.
How would you describe your voice?
Probably kind of a classical crossover. I'm quite a versatile singer. I've got a very large range, especially for somebody my age. I do all sorts. I dabble in rock. I dabble in kind of the pop scene, the classical scene as well. I like to sing the big songs, the big kind of power ballads or anthemic songs. They're the ones that really kind of get me going, the ones that stretch my voice.
I've got to ask, you're working one day in a town centre, and one of your pals walks past and doesn't realise what you're doing. How do they react to that?
I've had quite a few who kind of stop and they kind of go, oh, it's him. These are people I went to school with, or people like that, and some of the loveliest comments I've had are actually from people that I already knew, who had no idea that this was the kind of thing that I was doing. You find that actually your friends are normally the ones that don't give, which is quite funny. You'd think that if you kind of knew the person, you'd give instantly, but you'll find that actually your friends, although they'll come up and say that's absolutely fantastic, are normally just about as skint as you and aren't actually the ones that give.
Bryn, are you anywhere near a record deal?
I've had a manager in the past. Basically, a local passerby in Durham stopped me and was so enamoured by my voice that he wanted to create a management company around us. And this was in Durham, and it was a local company. And he had six acts signed to him after a year, and I was the first one, and he kind of built it after finding us. Now, unfortunately, they weren't prepared. I wanted to do a charity single, which I did release, and they weren't prepared to back me on that. So I thought it was time to really part ways and try and make it on my own. I mean, record deals are obviously great. However, the reality of them sometimes is that they're not actually best. And with technological advances, things like self-promotion on Twitter and Facebook, you can actually find that you can make a very good living without having a manager or without having a record agent. And sometimes independent labels and creating your own kind of path is actually the way to go.
It's a different world, so you're spot on there. I mean, people have become huge successes through things like YouTube, so I agree
with
you.
YouTube, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bryn, what advice would you give to anyone listening thinking, I want to do that, I want to be him, I admire him, I respect him, I'd like to busk? What advice would you give?
To be a singer, if you are passionate about being a singer, the foundations are always the most important. So you've got to get in place a backup plan. That's something for definite. You've also got to get in place a real support pillar, somebody who, because you will have knocks, you'll always have knocks. There's the disappointments normally outweigh the positives, but you have to strive to actually get where you want to be. But my dad is my absolute rock in terms of I couldn't have gone as far as I have without him. He is my support in place there. And I think training as well, because I do have vocal coaching lessons, and some people will kind of say, oh, well, he's not raw. But, you know, it's I think vocal coaching lessons are fantastic. I would recommend them to anyone who wants to kind of be a singer, because the amount of that you can learn just from lessons is staggering, really. So I think the way to go really is the training, the promotion, the support, and having a backup plan. They're the four things that any busker or singer really needs.
Bryn Haswell, you're an interesting man. How can they find out more about you? How can they find out more about you?
You can follow us at Bryn Music. That's B-R-Y-N Music. Or you can search me on Google, and I'm the first kind of eight searches for Bryn Haswell, H-A-S-W-E-L-L. And I've also got a site, brynofficial.com.
Bryn, thank you for talking to me.